This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk some Giants with Jermaine Illuminor. This Giant call-in is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Another hard-fought game last night, Jermaine, from your Giants, but another L. 2-6 now on the season. How would you rate your team's performance last night, Monday night in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to, you know, try and make get wins out of losses like that. So we lost. I give it a 1 out of 10, honestly. Yeah, we fought hard and stuff, but we didn't get the W, and that's what they meant at the end of the day.
What happened specifically, Jermaine, on that play? You know, you guys had a chance down the stretch. It looked like you were isolated there on Watt, who's just an absolute beast. That you had your hands full all night with him, and I guess it was supposed to be some help on that play. Can you explain what happened on the strip sack there down the stretch?
Yeah, it was just miscommunication. You know, when the bullets were flying like that, it's in a hostile environment like that, and you know the quarterback has him on his plate. We all do. You know, just a simple miscommunication, you know, and so I was expecting one thing, but also me being the tackle I know I am and the player I want to become, I need to be able to make adjustments on the fly like that and realize things quicker, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm expecting a chip and I don't get that, even against TJ Watt, I need to be able to adjust to that. And, you know, it was a crappy set expecting help, but still, I need to be able to adjust to that somehow. And, you know, it's going to be dirty and grimy and it's going to be ugly. But if I can just get DJ around, like if I can just get TJ around the quarterback and try and get DJ to step up, then, you know, we're not having this conversation right now, most likely. But, yeah, I mean, it's football. Things happen, especially when you're going against guys like that.
Yeah. And by the way, what makes him such a beast, characteristic-wise?
Yeah, I mean, you know, He's a good player. That's really all I have to say about that. I'm not going to sit here and freaking, you know, hype him up when you can go watch the tape and see what he did all night. He didn't do anything for 3.5 quarters, and he had one impact play. So, like I said, I'm confident. I said last week I want to be on the island with him. I was on the island with him for the majority of the game,
yeah.
And he didn't do a damn thing. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and freaking sing his praises. I'm not like that, and I never will be.
I respect that. All right, so listen, Jermaine Illuminor, BT and Sal here on The Fan. Let me push this forward a little bit, big picture. Now, one of the things as pros that you guys have to do is you have to live in the moment. One of the things that we do, you know, as broadcasters, kind of push things forward. We can, if we trip, it doesn't really matter. We're not playing. So we can look at the standings and the wild card and this and that. How do you guys now, 2-6, and a couple of tough losses, a couple of really tight ones, how do you guys not worry about winning three games in one day? Like, is that a tough juggle?
I think that as a pro, and me being in this league as long as I've been here, and without being around a couple of winning teams and some really great ones and some really great players, I think the thing is, like, you can just focus on the day at hand. I can't focus on tomorrow. I can't think about yesterday. I can't think about Sunday right now. All I can think about is Tuesday and how I can have the best Tuesday. And so, you know, if I do that and I maximize my day like that, then I'll be ready come Sunday.
You know, the record, Jermaine, BT and Sal talking with Jermaine Illuminor, the record is obviously not good, but I feel like you're better than the record. At some point, though, you guys have been in these close games. At some point, you got to start getting some dubs here. How frustrating is it when maybe you feel like you've played better than your record is overall?
Yeah, I mean, if you really look at the teams we play, just as an offense, you know, there's really only been two teams where we really didn't have as much production as we wanted, and that was the Eagles and the Vikings, and we kind of just beat ourselves up in those games because we just didn't stick to our game plan, you know, set things up the way we did against the other six teams, you know. So, yeah, we, like I said, I'm not in this to have little, these little petty wins and look at these, we did this positively and all that, and then they lost, but you know, the biggest thing is just trying to see what you did wrong and fix it for the next week. But I think we saw that, you know, this team can be a pretty damn good team as long as we just keep doing what we need to do and not kind of shoot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's closer, again, than the record says, but unfortunately the record is what it is. How about Van Roten after the game, Jermaine? What did he have to say to you guys trying to keep this thing together?
Yeah, I mean, GV is an old vet. You know, he's been doing this longer than some of us have been born. You know, GV is an older guy. He's been around the league for a while. He's been on some really good teams, and he's a really experienced person. And so, you know, he just told us to stop, like, kicking ourselves in the freaking ankle. You know, like, all the little penalties, obviously, I had a couple. You know, one of them, I mean, I'll take every time. I'm not going to let TJ get a free hit on the quarterback like that. It was a nice inside move, so I'll take a hard call, you know. But the little false start, I mean, you know, things happen on the road like that, but it's unacceptable. Yeah, just little unacceptable things like that, like with behind the sticks too much. So, yeah, like, and we still had a shot to win the game at the end of the game, which was you know, predicament that our defense helped us put us in. And, you know, on offense, Tracy was running the ball really good. We were running the ball and really good. And what, it was the second-ranked defense against the run. So, like I said, we can do what we want to do on offense as long as we stick to the game plan and really, you know, keep them guessing instead of just trying to be one-dimensional, because there's no offense in the NFL that can be one-dimensional and win games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly not consistently winning games. Jermaine Illuminor, BT and Sal on the Fan. So I think the first time we had you on was about 2 months ago or so, and you know, you were fairly new New York Giant. I think you've represented the locker room well. I think you're a smart guy. I think you're an accountable guy. And I think you're perfect to tell Giant fans why this team, forget about schematics, why this team has the character and the heart to pull out of this season moving forward. Why?
Yeah, I think that a lot of teams, given the way things have gone for us this year, you know, we've had a lot of tight losses. You know, the Bengals, the Commanders, the Cowboys, and now the Steelers. You know, I'm not one to say we could even be 6-2, but that's just how the NFL is. And so I think every single week you see this team fighting over the other years where maybe some people may have just kicked in the bucket. You know, there's never going to be a game that we're not giving everything we have. And I can tell y'all from a meek standpoint, there's never going to be a game where I'm not giving everything I have. And you'll never have to worry about that with me or the offensive line or really anyone, any of the 22 starters on offense or defense. And so, you know, does it suck losing? Yeah, but to go into Pittsburgh on Monday night and to, you know, to take that to the wire, and if we're being honest, if they didn't have that punt return, I'm sure it would have been a completely different game. It's Adam Bell. And so, you know, things like that happen, and you have to be able to adjust to that. But like I said, the fight on this team is it's contagious, and the intent on this team, you can definitely see that people want to win, and everyone's trying to do everything they can to win. You know, there's a lot of people who are beat up, including myself, but, you know, that's not going to stop me from going out there Sunday and Monday, and I can say that for a lot of guys out there. So, like I said, there's not going to be, we're not going to throw in the bucket. We're not going to freaking, you know, feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to go out there against Washington and try to get that win and get the 3-6 and then shoot, you know, see what happens and then play the Panthers, then have a bye and then refresh and then just try and go on a freaking run.
Yeah, there is still a path here for you guys, as you say, Jermaine, to go on a freaking run. It's just got to start turning around for you guys. You know, one thing that I saw last night that I don't remember seeing at all in his 6 years, Daniel Jones visibly frustrated during that two-point conversion or after the failed two-point conversion. Can you explain what went on a little bit on that play? Was it just a botched play? What happened exactly on the two-point conversion?
Yeah, you know, it's a play we practiced a couple times in like different variations, but you know, when the bullets are flying like that, DJ just really wants to win at the end of the day, and he's sick and tired of losing too. You know, he knows what type of QB he can be and what type of player he is, and you know, given the time he needs, he can dice people up and do what he needs to do to help win the game. But he's just sick and tired of losing too. And, you know, I think that's the emotion of, you know, 6 years of, you know, having a good year here or not doing good here and just, you know, constantly just, I think mediocrity brings the best out of people at the end of the day. And I say that because no one wants to be mediocre. And there comes a point in time where you're just like, you know, enough's enough. Like, you know, we got to get this figured out. And we all understand that everything's on the line. Like, we're in New York. It's the biggest media market in the country, one of the biggest in the world, honestly. And so, you know, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. And you have to be built different in order to play in this market, which I'm learning. And, you know, I always say I'm built different, so I'm able to handle this. But, you know, he's an emotional guy, but he's also the leader, and he also wants the best for this team. And so, you know, he is starting to get that now, and I think that it's only going to be better because of that. You know, I feel like sometimes just to go through little losses like that in order to really put this thing together and really go on a run. And I mean, there's no team that I feel like we can't play with. Now it's just about getting the win.
And then how about this next game as we look forward here, Jermaine? You talked about it. I mean, not only is it a home game, and you guys haven't been very good in front of the home crowd at Giants Stadium or MetLife Stadium, but also a division game. And you guys have also struggled in the division. How about the importance of this game coming up on Sunday here to try to take care of business against the Commanders team, who's been a very good team this year?
Yeah, I think that one win can change the season. I've always believed that, and I'm going to stick to that. One win can change the season. And, you know, like I said, 2-6 sucks, but we're not out of it just yet. And you have to truly believe in what I'm saying or what Dave says to really stick with it, you know, because I know it's rough right now, especially being a fan. And trust me, I'm a player, and this sucks. But in order to get through this, we need to keep fighting, keep working. And like I said, no one's going to freaking give up and kick in the bucket. Like, we're going to go back there on Wednesday and start working again to see what we need to do to beat Washington and then go to Germany, beat Carolina. Then we're 4-6 with, what, freaking 8.7 games left. See what happens.
Thank you so much, Jermaine, for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday.
Of course. Appreciate it,
y'all. Yeah,
you got it,
you know,
buddy.
I do love his attitude.
Me too.
It sucks that they're 2-6. He deserves better, and I really do think they deserve better. It's a, you know, couple of bad decisions, couple of bad plays, maybe some bad luck. Last night it should have been a penalty called on that kick return.
Yep.
It was not.
Yep.
Now, again, it's not that. You know, and I think it's actually, to Jermaine's point, a good thing that Jones was frustrated. Like, we need to
see. It's about time we see. But, you know, it's good. I think Giant fans need that. I think it's too late. I don't think.
I know. Well,
listen, we love Jermaine. It doesn't change our opinion on Daniel Jones. He's not the quarterback
now
on the team next year. I mean,
understood.
He's just not. So it is what it is. But
they could still win some games.
Yeah. Yeah, they could. They're going to beat Carolina. And, you know, I do think that the
optics. You think they could beat Washington Sunday? I mean, they could.
See, yeah, I'm not going to say that they can't. But what's the spread? I didn't even see it.
Me neither. I haven't looked at that yet.
Again, Commanders by 3.5, 4, whatever. I'll take a look. Here's the problem, potentially, with this weekend. Right up until this year, the Commanders were the one team in the division the last couple of years Giant fans and Giants could look at and say, all right, we're right there with you.
Right.
We know Dallas is better and Philly usually knocks us around, but the Commanders either win a tight one, tie, lose a tight one, whatever. Well, now they've got everything that the Giant fan wishes that they had. They're 6-2. They got a plus 69 point differential. The Giants are like minus 48. And they got a dynamic quarterback who very well could win an MVP or two down the road. So, I know that, and I do respect Jermaine coming on. That is the most thankless role. Like, who the hell wants to come on, especially with you and I?
Yeah,
we're going to ask questions. And this guy, you know, this young man committed to us at the beginning of the season. He's a stand-up, straight shooter. You know, he's been good. He's not been perfect, but he shouldn't bear the brunt of all the tough Giant questions. But
and he did do a good job for the most part last night against Watt.
He did. Except the one. Yeah. He did. Yeah. And he very, listen, we're not paying him. He very easily could say, you know what, guys? No, I'm done with this. No, you guys, I'm not going to do this. Why do I need to subject myself to these questions? I'm done. You guys talk about the Giants without me. He's a man, and he comes on every week, and he does it the right way, and I truly respect that. But that doesn't mean that this season's good. It's not. The Giants are losing a lot. They're not scoring. Their quarterback didn't throw a touchdown last night. It's what it is.
All of their next five games,
yeah,
they're winnable football games.
Yeah, and hit me with the five. So Commanders,
home against
Panthers,
Washington,
Denmark.
Yeah, at in Germany for Carolina.
Oh, that's right, Germany, yeah.
Home against the Bucs. I know the Bucs are good, but that's a winnable football
game.
They
have some injuries, the Bucs. Yep, go ahead.
At Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to beat them, but all right.
Dallas. I mean,
the Dallas is going to win that game, but okay.
And home against New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what you get with them.
But all right, let's say of those five, I mean, 4-1, obviously you would need to try to get back into it. I don't think it's out of the realm, based on the way they've played the majority of the year. They're right there in these games.
And good enough to lose.
I know.
But almost never good enough to win.
But that's the problem. I mean, they're going to need... You're going to have those plays go right. You just can't be coming close enough. And, well, 2-7, 2-8. Like,
I mean, eventually, for me, that's already expired. Yeah. It's not year one for these guys. And I think Dable's coaching them up, and they're playing hard. And I get it. And they've got a couple of interesting pieces, but... You are what you are. Parcells always said it. Right now they're 2-6, and last year they weren't very good. But we appreciate Jermaine. You know, he's I bet you he's an awesome teammate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.